Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm with FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of those responsible for the household. Would that be you?
How long is this going to take?
About 6 minutes. Would you like to help us out? We really appreciate your help.
Okay. I can't afford to give any money to the alumni association.
This is just your opinion.
I will answer questions.
Your opinion, okay. That's all. We just need your opinion. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Is your home a single family home, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, a manufacturer, or a mobile home?
Single family home.
Thank you so much. Do you know where you, I'm sorry, do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Okay. And do you know when your home was built? What year?
About 2018.
Oh, okay. Pretty recent. 2018, right?
Yes.
How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
30.
Thank you. Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
You mean in the last 30 years?
Let's not go that back, because after this question, I'm going to ask you to give me if you remember the name of the storm or the year. But if you could, yeah, you know, if you could remember that's great.
I can remember some of the names. I mean, we had so many. I lived on the ocean, so I had a lot of storms. I lived on the ocean for 25 years.
Okay, so you've experienced a tropical storm before? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What about a Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 2?
I don't know if it ever made to a 2. By the time it gained landfall, it's probably still a 1.
Okay, so just those two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now, do you remember either the name or the year of the tropical storm?
I mean, I can list off a bunch of them. Jeannie and Sandy and Irma and Matthew.
Okay, oh, that's fine, that's it. That's it, yeah. I wrote down Sandy. And what about the Category 1 hurricane? Do you remember the name or the year?
No, that was Jeannie, I think.
Oh, Jeannie, okay. Jeannie. Okay, thank you so much.
There was Charlie, too.
Oh, Charlie, too? Okay, thanks. Have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you remember? What was the estimated damage in dollar amount?
About $45,000.
$45,000. Thank you. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of the damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or
wind
something else?
Wind damaging the roof.
Okay. Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you.
We're in an area where we don't get big storms.
Okay, thanks. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters and board up your home, yes or no?
No.
Would you buy supplies and equipment?
Probably yes.
Okay. And if you had to, would you evacuate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And when would you like to begin to prepare your home for a hurricane if it happens? Within 48 hours, within 36 hours, or within 24 hours?
48 hours.
Thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain at all?
Very certain. I moved in when...
Okay, thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. And I'm going to go down the list, and then you can tell me if you have three, that's the best. If you have just two, that's fine, too. The Internet, social media, the radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family.
TV.
Okay.
Maybe then Internet.
Okay. And is that it?
Friends and family, I guess, last.
Thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm before? The cost of food and other essentials, yes or no?
No.
The loss of income or employment?
No.
Property taxes?
No.
Cost of childcare?
No.
Cost of housing?
No.
Cost of insurance?
Somewhat.
And transportation costs?
No.
Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay, thank you. When would you evacuate? Oh, no, sir. That's the same one I asked you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a relative or a friend nearby? Another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
Probably as far as I could go within the state, I guess. It depends on what way the hurricane's coming.
Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
1.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know. It's high. It's probably at least about 60,000, maybe more than 60 or 75,000.
Okay, thank you. Well, how confident are you that you could come up with, wow, $75,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain that you could come up with it? You could probably come up with it. You could probably not come up with it. And I am certain I could not come up with it.
I can probably, maybe come up with it, I guess.
Thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years? Has it remained the same?
It's pretty stable.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgages to cancel out their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider that if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Is your insurance for that stuff besides hurricanes?
What was that?
I don't know if you know how this works, but the hurricane, there's a high deductible because it's to cover hurricanes. But if you have insurance and you have a fire, you don't have that same deductible.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know how that works. I don't know.
So you wouldn't want to get rid of your insurance because if your house burned down, you wouldn't have anything to cover that.
Yes, you're right. Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
All of the above. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
5.
How confident are you that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
4.
And how confident are you that new developments take into account hurricane wind risks?
3.
And how confident are you that new developments take into account flood risks?
3.
And how confident are you that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Yes.
And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I don't live, when I lived on the ocean, yes, and I don't live on the ocean anymore, so that my arm's going to be impacted.
So not anymore, okay, thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or by increasing both income and property taxes? Or other, and if you pick other, you would have to specify.
Probably the two together.
Two together, thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How certain are you about flooding in your area? How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important on making your decision? And I'm going to go down the list and then you can tell me, okay? The neighborhood, schools, crime rates, pricing, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zones, proximity to other family members, proximity to job, to a job.
Was one neighborhood you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Just neighborhood?
Yes. Oh, can it be more than one?
Yeah.
Okay, and then flood zone. I moved away from being on the ocean because I didn't feel safe.
Okay. Anything else or just those two?
No, that's good.
Okay, thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 and 3 years, between 3 and 5, between 5 and 10, between 10 and 20, or more than 20 years?
5 and 10.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be done, okay? Could you please tell me to which age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 34, between 35 and 54, between 55 and 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Just me.
Oh, okay. Give me a second here. Okay. And what is your marital status?
Divorced.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school you completed?
College plus.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
White.
Okay. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And please tell me which is the income range for your household? Under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100, or over 100?
Over 100.
Thank you. Well, that concludes our questions. Thank you very much for your responses. Have a nice evening, okay? Take care. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.